here's a story from The World.
This week in Afghanistan, the Taliban agreed to a temporary ceasefire. The Afghan government, in turn, ordered its forces not to attack the Taliban. This is good news in a place that is sadly familiar with violence and bloodshed. Remember what happened back in May when gunmen stormed a maternity clinic in Kabul? They killed at least 24 people, including newborn babies. Out of that unimaginable loss, a story now of hope from The World's Shirin Jafari. She reached out to the family of one baby girl who made it out of the attack alive.
Amana is 10 weeks old now. In this video her father sent me, she's got enormous dark eyes and is wearing a tiny white jacket. Her aunt tickles her chin and Amana responds with lots of smiles. Both of Amana's legs are wrapped in bandages, a reminder of the horrific ordeal she's been through. She was just a few hours old when gunmen stormed the hospital in Kabul where she was born. Her parents hadn't even named her yet. Gunmen opened fire in the maternity ward. They shot mothers, doctors, midwives, newborns too. Rafiola Sharifi is Amana's father. He tells me he was right outside the hospital when the attack happened. He tried calling his wife, 27-year-old Nazia, on her cell phone, but there was no answer. Afghan security forces entered the hospital grounds and took control of the building. In the aftermath, Sharifi searched frantically for his wife and their newborn. But he found out that Nazia had died holding their daughter in her arms. Amana, the baby, was rushed to two different hospitals in Kabul, Sharifi says. She had bullet wounds and doctors said one of her legs would have to be amputated. But Sharifi wanted to try one more hospital in case they could save the baby's leg. So they took her to the French Medical Institute, a non-profit hospital run jointly by the French and Afghan governments.
I got a call from the emergency room that the orthopedist surgeon was asking opinion.
Najibullah Bina is the head of the cardiovascular ward at the hospital.
I faced lots of horrible things. I know lots of bad things, but unfortunately I was shocked because, come on, 11-hour-old baby, it's terrible.
Bina says Amana was in bad shape. She had lost a lot of blood and the bullet had done serious damage to one of her legs. But he decided to give it a try.
Our first objective was to save the leg.
The first operation took 4 hours. Bina says it was one of the most stressful his team had ever done.
There is no enough experience in such surgeries. Nothing in the medical literature. You find nothing there. Nothing.
Amana underwent several successive surgeries. Doctors had to fix her bones, nerves, and blood vessels. Finally, last Sunday, she was discharged from the hospital.
I'm sure. I'm 90% I'm sure that she will walk, but it will take time.
Amana's grandmother and aunt are now taking care of her at home. She has two other siblings, a 3-year-old sister and a 5-year-old brother. Their father says they're slowly adjusting to their new life without Nazia, their mother. Soon after the attack on the hospital, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani visited survivors and promised an investigation. No group has claimed responsibility. And more than 2 months later, there are many unanswered questions about what happened and why. Patricia Guzman is with the Human Rights Watch.
What happens often is there will be initially some rhetoric about, oh yes, we will get to the bottom of this and the perpetrators will be punished. And then, of course, with the war going on, other things happen and these things sort of fade from view, or that we never find out what has happened in terms of any investigation. So that's really a problem. And it means that for a lot of the victims, they feel they don't get any acknowledgement really, or any follow-up or any sense of justice.
Guzman says the incident has the hallmarks of an ISIS attack, but she says it's usually very difficult to hold members of the group accountable in courts in Afghanistan. I got in touch with Javed Faisal, spokesperson for the Afghan National Security Council, and I asked him how the investigation is going. In a WhatsApp message, he told me they're still working on it. He didn't offer a timeline for when it would be completed. The hospital where the attack happened has reopened, but it's no longer run by the international aid group Médecins Sans Frontières. The Afghan government has taken over. As for Rafiullah Sharifi, the father of the injured baby, he says he's spending time with his daughter at home. Playtime is their favorite, he says. My wife was innocent, Sharifi goes on to say. She would have been proud of how Amina is recovering. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.